And you're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio here in San Francisco, also Indie Bay Radio. Today, matter of moments ago, this is April 25th, a couple of organizations pooled together to protest Wells Fargo's financing of payday lenders. The payday company and many of these other corner check cashing centers have essentially created a new form of usury and strong-arm tactics to steal massive amounts of billions from the poorer communities with these check-cashing loans. Years ago, shortly after World War II, there were usury laws in every state. Many states had 1 to 2% usury. You could not charge interest rates over 1 to 2%. I believe the highest in the United States by 1950 was 7%. Currently, some of these payday loans are charging, as they gave examples of, into the 1,000% range. So with that said, here's the press conference that was put together by the organizers of the event.
My name is Kevin Stein. I'm with the California Reinvestment Coalition. We are one of the sponsors of this protest, along with the Community Reinvestment Association of North Carolina. And we're here today to protest Wells Fargo Bank's financing of high-cost, predatory payday loans that strip wealth from local communities. Instead of making the loans that people in the community need and meeting the community's credit needs, we have Wells Fargo making $55 million lines of credit to check cashing institutions that in turn make very expensive loans at 460% APR to folks in the community. We don't think that's serving the community's credit needs, and we're here to say that Wells Fargo should stop it. In fact, tomorrow there's an annual meeting of Wells Fargo's shareholders, and they'll be asked to consider that very question. So we're here to urge folks at the meeting to urge Wells to stop financing predatory lenders and to educate the public, and urge you in turn to contact folks at Wells Fargo and say no more predatory financing in our communities.
Is it illegal for them to do such practices?
No, it is. At this point it is not illegal, though in certain states it is, and maybe Peter will speak to this. In the state of North Carolina, payday lending, given its high interest rates and the fact that it gets people trapped in a cycle of debt from which they can't really recover, they've determined, the policymakers there, that it should be illegal. We hope the same would be true in the state of California. To the extent it's not, we're saying it's not in the interest of Wells Fargo shareholders to promote a predatory product. It hurts the reputation of Wells Fargo, which is a California institution. It doesn't serve the community's credit needs, and we think it should stop.
What about money market check cashers? Shouldn't you go after them also?
Well, in part, yeah, we have folks here from Acorn who will speak to the Money Mart issue. We're focused on Wells Fargo Bank because we want Wells to be a leader in providing financial services to the community. We think we have a two-pronged problem with Wells. Number one, they're financing these high-cost lenders that are stripping wealth from local communities. And number two, they're creating the need, the demand for this product by not making short-term, inexpensive loans to consumers. And in fact, CRC is promoting two products that we would love to see Wells Fargo and other institutions adopt. A quick consumer loan that would be a short-term consumer loan, reasonable rates of interest and fees that people would, that would not trap people in a cycle of debt, and also an essential bank account product that would allow people to save and not suffer high overcharge, overdraft, and bounce protection fees, which also have the effect of stripping wealth. And I want to thank all those. We have actually a great coalition of groups here. We have investor groups, community-based organizations, consumer groups. Just want to name a few of them because I appreciate you coming out. We've got folks from PODER. We've got folks from the Mission Anti-Displacement Project. Yeah. We've got Consumer Action. We've got Responsible Wealth all the way from Massachusetts. So this is a national protest. We've got Community Reinvestment Association of North Carolina. We've got the Youth Leadership Institute, a tremendous group, Center for Third World Organizing, and our friends at Acorn as well. So this is the beginning of a continuing march against predatory financing by our largest financial institutions. We're here today to talk about Wells. We hope folks tomorrow will tell Wells to stop engaging in these predatory practices. And we think communities will be better served, and we think Wells Fargo will be better served by terminating these relationships with institutions that are really harming consumers. And with that, I want to turn it over to the sponsor of tomorrow's shareholder resolution at the Wells annual meeting, Peter Skillern, all the way from North Carolina, Community Reinvestment Association of North Carolina.
Great. Sir, can I put the microphone on you?
Go ahead, sir. Your name and the spelling and your title.
Hi, I'm Peter Skillern. That's S-K-I-L-L-E-R-N for the reporters. And I'm the executive director of the Community Reinvestment Association of North Carolina. We're based in Durham. And we're a consumer advocacy agency who's trying to promote and protect community wealth. And we're delighted to be here with California Reinvestment Coalition and ACORN and all the many nonprofit-based groups here and social investment advocates to say that Wells Fargo's lending to payday lenders such as Money Mart and Advance America and ACE is not good business for Wells Fargo, and that it really creates a reputational risk. It's short-term gain over a long-term damage to its reputation. And it's not illegal to lend to the payday lenders. It's a commercial line of credit, and Wells Fargo has said they're just supporting the free enterprise system. We support the free enterprise system, too. It's a great way of creating wealth for people. But that doesn't mean that you have the... It's also about choice of who you support. And are we supporting enterprises that build wealth in our community or strip them out? Are we choosing to do business in a way that's both good for the shareholders and for the community? And in this fashion, it is not. So we're asking Wells Fargo to not do lines of credit. Let me tell you a little bit about why I'm here from North Carolina. In North Carolina, it's illegal for payday lenders to make their loans underneath state law. And so instead, they rent a charter from an out-of-state bank, such as Republic Bank in Louisville, Kentucky, or County Bank in Delaware, and then preempt our state law. And Wells Fargo is providing cash and funding to Advance America to break our state consumer protection laws. So there's a lawsuit against them from class action lawsuit in North Carolina for breaking our state law. The North Carolina Banking Commissioner is investigating Advance America for breaking our state law. And Wells Fargo stands just behind that line of lawsuits and investigations to say about whether it is legal or illegal. And that's the reason why we're asking Wells Fargo, wash your hands of this business and step back. Provide the type of credit-building products that we need in our low-income communities, not finance the subprime payday lenders. Now, we brought these footprints here because they demonstrate the money path. Follow the money. If you show me the money, I can show you the players.
Right.
Right. And there's the money trail. It walks right out of the Wells Fargo branch and on down to the Money Mart, which is one of the larger payday lenders in the country. They're actually doing business as the Money Mart. They're also known as Dollar Financial, which has been busted by the OCC and other regulators for illegal lending practices. This is not a relationship, not a money trail that Wells Fargo wants to follow. And after our speeches, we're going to go ahead and walk the money trail as well, just to demonstrate how the dollars of $55 million flow from Wells Fargo down to the Money Mart Corporation. Thank you very much.
Sir, can I get that microphone?
Yeah.
The organizations that put this together can be found on the website calreinvest.org.
Wells Fargo should be filling everybody's needs in the community. There shouldn't be a need for the Money Mart. Wells Fargo should not be financing them. We've got more than 100 Money Marts in this state. There are more than 3,000 payday lenders and check cashers here that feed off of people, that make billions of dollars in money that they should not be making, because banks are not filling that need, and that's our real concern. That Money Mart branch up there, Dollar Financial says it makes one-third profit on the money that comes in. That's how much money they're making off of people. Wells Fargo has a payday advance product that charges almost as much, so they also are taking advantage of people. And we're ashamed to see Money Mart in our neighborhood, and we're ashamed to see Wells Fargo financing that. So I really thank you all for coming out and helping us follow the money trail.
One more speaker before we take questions and then follow the money trail. The reason we're all here is because of the impact of these payday loans on local communities. And here to speak to that issue is Eric Quesada, who's representing the Mission Anti-Displacement Coalition.
Buenos dias. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Really thankful that this type of organizing is going on in our community. We're part of the Mission Anti-Displacement Coalition, and we've been working on economic justice issues here in the Mission for many years now. And the reality of this isn't just about whether, you know, what percentage of profit of, you know, whatever bank executive is making or the cash lending executives are making. The reality is that this has a real impact on real people in our community. When we walk around our neighborhood and we know that people are struggling to stay here, to be able to pay the high rents for the SRO hotels, to be able to pay the high rents for the apartments, having to double up our families in apartments and families living in single-room occupancy hotels, barely making it in this city, this is a shame that this is happening. It's a shame that Wells Fargo is supporting this type of, what we call on the streets, a shark, you know, what do they call them? You know,
loan shark,
you know, in our neighborhood. Basically squeezing out the very few amounts of resources that we have to be here. Also, the fact that Wells Fargo doesn't allow these type of services for lower income people in their branch here. What, they don't want folks coming into this branch, but they'll let them go into that branch over there? That's ridiculous. You know, that's the type of inequity and racial and class injustice that's going on. So I'm really happy that CRC is organizing this. We want to join this effort. We know that, like other speakers said, if you follow the money, you'll find out who's behind the injustices in our community. And that's what we're doing here today. And I want to thank everybody for being here. Thanks, CRC, for putting on this rally. Gracias.
We're actually going to follow the money. We're going to follow the money trail and hear from our friends at Acorn and Podere before we wrap it up. But before we head over, I just want to see if there are any questions that folks have for any of the people who are here.
460%, that would be far in excess of loan sharking of the 1920s, right?
Yeah, it's incredible, and it has the effect of stripping wealth from low-income communities like the Mission. People can't get a head start, can't get a leg up if they're caught in this cycle of not only paying the high fees, but then being unable to make the payday on the payday loan and having to roll over into another payday loan so that the average payday borrower has, what is it, 11 or 17 payday loans. That's just unacceptable. That's not meeting the community's credit needs, and that's not providing financial services in an equal fashion.
Now, can you talk at all about the history of usury laws? For example, right after World War II, most states had usury laws that had 1 to 2. I think the highest was 7% usury laws. Now we're sitting at, what is it, sky's the limit?
Well, in a sense, I think it is sky's the limit. We would like to see to move back towards a time of regulation of interest rates. In the meantime, we're saying Wells Fargo and other banks can provide a short-term loan at reasonable rates with reasonable fees. And in the meantime, they need not finance these predatory, very high-cost loans. So we're looking at both those approaches. We hope tomorrow the Wells shareholders will take an enlightened approach and say, communities like the Mission deserve better. People who live in the Mission deserve better, and Wells should stop financing the predatory loans. And we'll continue to talk to Wells and work with Wells and other financial institutions to get them to offer the products that we think really do meet community credit needs.
Okay. Are there any usury limits in California?
I don't know of any limits on a loan like a payday loan or a mortgage loan.
It's because they roll it over every 2 weeks. They don't call it a long-term loan. They call it, you know, a fee that they're doing. It's not called lending. So that's how they escape from it.
Okay. So let's follow the money trail.
And contact information locally for CRC in area code 415 is 864-3980. 864-3980. And again, this was a demonstration put together regarding the development of usurious lending practices involving Wells Fargo financing these, what appear to be small company quarter stores, but in fact are run by some of the American Express, Wells Fargo, some of the real major financial institutions of America. Citibank as well is involved with this.
Take the floor.
My name is James Webb, and I'm a member of San Francisco ACORN. I want to thank the California Reinvestment Coalition and Kevin and the Community Reinvestment Coalition of the North for exposing Wells Fargo's involvement in the payday loan business. I am here today on behalf of my fellow ACORN members in Canada who are fighting the biggest payday lender in Canada, this company, Money Mart. Last year, ACORN started organizing in Toronto and Vancouver. One of the first things we learned that were low-income families was about the problem of payday lenders who were ripping off our neighborhoods. When we looked into this, we found that payday lending was going on in Canada was illegal, but it was still going on every day, and no one was doing anything about it. The criminal code in Canada clearly says that you cannot charge an interest rate of 60% or higher. But as you well know, payday lenders charge as much as 300, 400, and 500%. Canada ACORN filed a lawsuit against Money Mart for a woman in Vancouver who was charged over an interest rate of over 1,000% for a payday loan. They can call it whatever they want, but we really know what it is. It's loan sharking. In Canada, where the law says you can't charge more than 60% interest, payday loans have criminal interest rates. That's why we say predatory lender, criminal offender. Money Mart has over 300 stores in Canada, and it's getting even bigger. One out of every three payday loans in Canada is made by a Money Mart. But they think they can get to where they are making half of all of Canada's payday loans. Money Mart owners say that the company's growth is because most banks don't care about the need of low-income and minority neighborhoods. That's one of the things that we can't actually agree with Money Mart about. Banks like Wells Fargo's are enjoying the profits they make from Money Mart and other payday lenders and check cashers.
There you go. Thank you very much. I mean, it's great to see our friends from ACORN, and then so our numbers are growing. And again, I just want to highlight the diversity of groups that we have. We have national organizing groups, we have policy groups, we have grassroots community organizers, we have investor groups, research folks, everybody here because we're concerned about this issue of predatory financing and predatory lending and the impact it has on communities. Our last speaker is going to be Teresa from Poder, one of the groups in the mission. And then we'll take any questions.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Teresa Almaguer y soy aquí representando al grupo de Poder y a toda la comunidad latina y inmigrante aquí de la misión. Estamos aquí protestando de que Wells Fargo, el banco que muchos de nuestra comunidad son miembros, que mucha de nuestra comunidad da nuestro dinero, que estén dando este préstamo a establecimientos como el Money Mart, porque muchos de nosotros nos vemos... No, que no tenemos la opción, ¿no?, de ir a otra parte a cambiar nuestros cheques, a mandar dinero a nuestros países. Y este lugar nos está robando todo el trabajo que nosotros hacemos. Nosotros trabajamos muy duro y ya saben que no nos pagan mucho muchas veces. Y aquí Money Mart nos está robando. Entonces estamos aquí protestando de este préstamo y de Wells Fargo. Y que por favor Wells Fargo... que nos den los servicios que muchas veces esta organización o este establecimiento nos roba. Gracias.
Before we wrap it up, anybody, any further questions? So, just in conclusion, thank you all for coming. And to Wells Fargo shareholders, just say no to payday lending and financing of predatory lending. Thank you all for coming.
Hola. Yeah.